not good enough on the day.
And the Tyrone player over the far side, still got two players actually getting a bit of treatment. We've got over a minute to go to the end of injury time, to the end of the seven. And the Tyrone supporters have their flags in the air. They're singing their county's name, and there's a big blow for Donegal on their home patch. And the Donegal supporters will be disappointed with the outcome of this. So much at stake. Such a big game here in Ballybofey. But it's Tyrone that are on course to be going back to the All-Ireland semi-final. Unless Donegal can find something really, really special. Really special here in Ballybofey. Looking at the far side of the ground, we can see that the white and red are on their feet. The stand is split between Donegal supporters to the left and Tyrone supporters to the right. And the more joyous and dubious crowd at the moment is without doubt the supporters from the O'Neill County. They are on their feet on the far side of the pitch. Donegal supporters are now starting to leave the ground here in McCool Park. They don't have too far to go, but the journey will be a wee bit longer, even though it's just down the road for Donegal supporters this evening as their championship campaign comes to an end. Tyrone players still getting treatment. I think it's Conor Myler over on the far side. And we have now played the 7 minutes of injury time. And there'll probably be another minute or two, given the delay we've had of the hold-up here. Conor Myler is getting the helping hand off the pitch. And I suppose when you're going to an All-Ireland semi-final, when you watch something like this, Conor Myler having to be helped off by the backroom team, seems he rolled the ankle or something. And that's a concern when you go to a last four encounter.
Absolutely. And you've only, a 7-day turnaround to the All-Ireland semi-final next weekend, you know, against Monaghan. And it's going to be a big ask for these Tyrone players. But they're going to be so happy going back up the road. They're going to be particularly happy with their second half performance. As I said, they took everything that was thrown at them and were able to guide it out, kind of thing. Then at that stage, you would think that Myler, you know, is injured and maybe out for next weekend, but it's amazing how quick these guys can recover too.
Yeah, 43 minutes almost played here, and the referee, we're watching Joe McQuillan to see when he's going to blow the full time whistle. Tyrone have the ball. They lead by 4, 117 to 113. The Tyrone supporters are now calling for the whistle. It's with Matty Donnelly. Donnelly has Ronan McNamee off to his right. It goes round Niall O'Donnell. Matty Donnelly has it. Thompson can't keep pace with Donnelly. Here's Matty Donnelly, whose effort is blocked down, is it, by Niall O'Donnell? No, the effort goes out to the right. It's going to be a wide. And we're going to have another passage of play. The referee Joe McCullen's going to let it go again. The ball is far as Stephen McMenamin. He calls his mark, fists it forward in there to Mark McHugh. Mark McHugh now in the middle third, has support with is Martin Aguilhenny, and now to Marty Riley. Riley sends it forward. Here's Paul Brennan. Paul Brennan runs under the tackle, can't get rid of it. Now the ball spills. He's bounced at it a couple of times. Peter Hart's there again, and Tyrone defending in numbers, defending in pack. And Donegal somehow managed to regain control of it. It goes to the far side of the pitch. Ryan McHugh's just going to again launch this in around the house. Eamon Doherty is there. Doherty picks it up. There's a challenge, but there's a clash in there of heads. So there is a couple of Tyrone players and having a word with the Donegal man on the deck. The Donegal man on the deck is Stephen McMenamin. He's holding the back of his head. So it was a clash of heads in and around the edge of the square. So it was. But we have played almost 10 minutes of time added on here. We're about to hit 45 minutes, so we are. And the player's getting some treatment. Joe McQuillan has the ball. And Steve McMenamin is back on his feet. And the player, we're just checking to see who it is, the Tyrone player, still down getting some treatment.
Yeah, it smacks of desperation too from Donegal when Stephen McMenamin and Aaron Doherty are your two furthest inside players at this stage, and that just shows you where they're at, that they have to go chasing the game, and obviously that left gaps at the back that Tyrone were able to punish. So, you know, I don't know what the referee will give a hot ball here, but he can't play too much more time, I would imagine.
No, because we've got 10 minutes of time played at the end of this one. The Tyrone player still getting a bit of treatment. It's Colin Kavanagh, who's back on his feet. And it's going to be Michael Murphy's holding the ball. Don't know what the referee's going to do with it, but we expect him to blow it up anyway pretty soon. So we do 117 to 113 here in Ballybofey. Many thanks to Martin Gallen, Galloyle and Clydebridge and Castlefin for their continued support through Donegal's championship campaign in 2018. And unfortunately, from a Donegal point of view, things are going to come to an end this afternoon unless Donegal can find something magic in the last 30 seconds or so. Tyrone have got everybody back, and Michael Murphy has the ball. Michael Murphy holding on to this. The referee, Joe McQuillan, is going to blow the whistle. Here comes Murphy. Murphy drills it straight at the wall of Tyrone defenders. Mark Bradley comes away with it. Peter Hart comes away with it. We're waiting on the full-time whistle. Joe McQuillan is still letting it go. And Tyrone send it forward. Racing away up the field. Over on the far side of the pitch. And now it comes to Harry Loughran. And the goal chance is on again for Tyrone. They're going to walk this under the back of the net. And it's Declan McClure. Donegal at bodies forward. And that's it. It's all over. 2:17 to 1:13. Tyrone are going to the All-Ireland semi-final. Whatever slim hope the Donegal were holding on to in these closing stages. The kick-out is taken. The referee blows the final whistle. And the day in Ballybuffet belongs to Tyrone. They've won this 2:17 to 1:13 is how it's finished up. We'll talk about Donegal in a second, but Tyrone's experience, I suppose, today was telling. They had the quality off the bench, and if you look at the scores in the second half, the likes of Lee Brennan, Harry Loughran, Kieran McGeary, they all came off the bench, and they were the guys that done the damage when they did so.
Yeah, without a shadow of a doubt, they got massive impact from the bench, and that is such a crucial area of today's game, so it is, you know. All them names you mentioned all came in and contributed to the scoreboard. Tyrone are somewhat ahead of Donegal in development terms. You know, they've been around a few years. This is the third time in a row now that Tyrone have beaten Donegal in big championship matches, so it is. And they are just that bit far ahead of them. So it's been a good year for Donegal. You know, they're Ulster champions. But they were coming up against a team, a top six team today, which they hadn't prior to now, apart from the Dublin game, that maybe was a bit of shadow boxing. So, you know, Donegal have still a long way to go on their path, but progress has been made with them.
And Tyrone, of course, are under the All-Ireland semi where they're going to play Monaghan. That's a huge game now, considering the history that they've had already this year in the championship, where Monaghan dethroned, I suppose, Tyrone as Ulster champions earlier in the year. How intriguing a battle is that going to be between two Ulster counties for a place in the All-Ireland final?
Absolutely massive. Like, it really is a game to look forward to between Tyrone and Monaghan next weekend. You know, Monaghan got the upper hand on Tyrone early on the championship over in Healy Park, and deservedly so on the day, kind of thing. But next Sunday is going to be Tyrone have gone up the gears, they have improved, and they progressed nicely, so they have, as we were able to see out here today. So, you know, I think maybe 2:17 to 1:13 is a bit unfair to the Donegal lads, but that said, Tyrone are the better team and deservedly won the game on the day.
Yeah, we're watching Donegal come off the field here. It's all about celebration in the middle of the park for Tyrone, who are heading to an All-Ireland semi. A dejected Donegal leaving the field of play, but I suppose when we looked at the game, that big score came from Michael Murphy. They were leading at half time, and in fairness, they were looking comfortable right up to around the 18th minute or so.
Yeah, and you know, we spoke earlier about, you know, that transitional period of, you know, Donegal had gone 111 to 10 points up after Paddy McGrath's brilliant score up on the far side on the thing. Tyrone then completely outscored, you know, with points from Lee Brennan, Corey Hansey, Kieran McGeary, Harry Loughran, you know, or the goal from Harry Loughran. And that was the defining moment in the game. And again, it came down to what we were speaking about, the impact from the bench and the difference that made, so it is, you know. But listen, Donegal were probably a bit naive at times. They took the ball into contact, were overturned. At that stage then, they had to chase the game. They left themselves open and vulnerable at the back. And Tyrone were good enough to punish that on the day.
Let's look at Donegal's year in such a way that this time last year, Donegal exited the championship. They lost heavily to Tyrone in the Ulster semi-final. We got a beating at the hands of Galway in Marchfield Park in Sligo. We were nowhere near being a top 12 team at that stage. No one gave us any chance at the start of the year. But in 2018, we'll be positive about it. They won an Ulster title, and they got to the Super 8s, and were within 10 minutes of making it to an All-Ireland semi-final.
Oh, without a doubt, you know, it'll go down as a good year, so it will, in the books, because Donegal are Ulster champions again. And again, you know, this is a young team. This is a team that's going to take a bit of time, so it is. And people need to understand that and to have the patience with them and let them develop. You know, you're looking at, you know, Michael Langan, Kieran Thompson, Jamie Brennan, these lads, Stephen McMenamin, you know, they're still just out of under 20, under 21 grade, a lot of these fellas. And even your more experienced players, like, you know, Ryan McHugh is still only 24, 25 kind of thing. Patrick McBrearty. So, you know, there's a good future for Donegal, and people need to give them the time to develop that.
Brendan, many thanks for joining us today and indeed throughout the championship, but everything has to come to an end, so it does. But there's now the All-Ireland semi-finals, I suppose, just before you go. We've got Tyrone and Monaghan, and the other side's going to be Dublin and Galway. Can Tyrone win an All-Ireland title, or is it going to be Dublin once again?
Listen, at this stage, you have to say that Dublin are probably ahead of the rest of the bunch, so they are. It would take them to come up with a very bad day and the other team to play out the skins, but Dublin look that much ahead of other teams. Doesn't mean to say it can't happen, but I would expect Dublin to be All-Ireland champions come September.
Okay, thanks for joining us. Let's go back to the studio for a commercial break, and we'll have more reaction here from McCool Park in Ballybuffet for you very soon.
Live coverage on Highland Radio from Donegal versus...